USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many Americans have a justifiable concern about the recession facing us, President Biden, reading from a cue card, says we're not in a recession.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession.
This has declining GDP for 2022 so far, inflation at 9.1%, and 3 months of declining consumer confidence. We'll have the American people deciding if this is a recession. July 2022 Consumer Price Index data is scheduled to be released on August 10th. House lawmakers are preparing to return to Congress and spend more the week of August 8th. They will vote on the Senate's $740 billion climate agenda and self-proclaimed deficit reduction package. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Illegal immigrant Harrison Fuentes, accused of raping a 10-year-old girl from Ohio, is being held without bond. On Thursday, prosecutors said the girl confirmed her attacker, and DNA testing proved law enforcement has their guy. Franklin County Judge Julie Lynch at the bond hearing Thursday.
This man lived in the home with this child. To allow him to return to that home, the traumatic and psychological impact would be undeserving to an alleged victim.
The White House reported President Biden spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday morning. The two spoke for about 2 hours and 20 minutes. Ian Chong from the National University of Singapore on Germany's public broadcast service.
On the Xi side, it's not that he's going for election. I think it's pretty clear he has his third term. It's about him being able to push his agenda through, being able to put his key allies into important positions.
USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
During a non-election cycle in the summer of 2020, Democrat leaders were pushing the defund the police movement. With a large spike in violence and murders in some American cities, let's flash back to the summer of 2020 on the route. Michigan's Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We look at budgets and they're overwhelmingly focused on policing and correction systems and the criminal justice system. I think you do all those other things, you don't need all the money that's going in the police department. So, yeah, I mean, the spirit of it, I do support that spirit of it.
Going up against Whitmer, Republican gubernatorial candidate in Michigan, Tudor Dixon on Fox News.
She's a great gaslighter. I mean, right now she's also telling us that she increased auto jobs in the state, and that's a complete lie. They're trying to attack me because they're scared of me. She knows I'm leading in the polls, but I find this really interesting in the state of Michigan because the Democratic Governors Association hasn't gotten involved in any Republican races yet so far this cycle, except for ours. And this is a very pointed attack. To have more than $2 million go into an ad in the last 7 days of the primary just to get me out of there, she's definitely afraid.
Amazon reported slowing sales and a net loss for the second straight quarter. Strength in their cloud computing business was shadowed by continued weakness in its wheelhouse retail operations. Revenue for the tech giant marked Amazon's slowest growth in roughly 20 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.